AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Oh, technology is a wonderful thing when it works. And I got to tell you, if you guys ever wanted to see what the end of the world looks like, you should actually be inside a local news station, which I am right now, as the entire city of Miami has apparently, most actually up and down the eastern, from what we're hearing, the east coast. Yeah. Comcast having some issues, apparently, and this entire... Way. This entire building in the entire city apparently seems to run on Comcast. And when that went out, I've never seen pure panic on the look of people's faces. Like, people around here trying to get their phones. They can't. They got people in the field. They can't get, like, holy crap. If that, what are we supposed to do? Like, how did we ever deal without the internet? Like, how did we ever
do
that?
I don't know, Joe.
You know what I mean?
I've always said this. Like, before cell phones and stuff, if you had to meet a friend at 6:30, you have no other option. You just have to be there. Like, I'll meet you by the bat at Yankee Stadium, whatever. And if they were late, what were you going to do? You have to just sit there and wait.
Exactly.
And yeah, we got by okay. You know,
exactly.
It's another reason Venmo Brian, you millennials have it too easy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And because that's what it is, too, in newsrooms here, it is a bunch of Venmo Brians running around. Right. And they're scrambling like they have no idea. Like, their phone went out. Like, everything in here was... It was end of the world. It was hysterical. I'm watching people like the sky is falling. We're being hacked. I mean, it was holy crap. You would have thought
what just
happened. Brian
was doing the same thing down there in the fantasy pit of misery, but he did a good job of holding it down. And
wow.
You know, and these guys have heard the spitting statistician for the better part of the last 2 hours. We talked a little bit, Joe, just to catch you up. I talked a little bit about Magic and his, like, blaming everyone, too many cooks in the kitchen. We talked a little bit about Big Ben. And you know, Joe, even when this came out a couple months ago, I was saying where there's smoke, there was fire. I always thought Big Ben was more part of the problem than the solution. We'll find out if he is really kind of the leader of men out there. But that's where we are in the show. We talked a little Gerald McCoy, and then you mentioned this idea of the real information, and you talked about what we could spin forward to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I said it's maybe we saw the best punch already of the Toronto Raptors, and do we have 100% of the information when it comes to Kawhi Leonard's leg?
Yeah, I don't know. To tell you the truth, I do think at least with Kawhi, I think it's kind of hard to hide that, right? So I think we've all been aware of what's going on. To what extent, I don't know. But at least with his leg, it seems like they can shoot that up. It seems like he is playing through some pain there. That is manageable. It's not like a blown calf kind of situation. I can tell you Iguodala last night was apparently a hell of a lot worse than what we originally thought, wasn't it? With him being sat down. I think that was both. And again, that's worth monitoring, too, right? Are we ever going to get the real story on that? Did they think that they could just cover it without him? Did they, you know, what exactly what is the extent of that injury, which
him playing through it and him being the one man show that Toronto needs him to be are two very different things.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And which one are you going to get tonight? You know, is he going to be shot up with enough, tranquilizers up there that he's going to be able to play through it? I mean, listen, NFL guys, we know what they do all the time to try to be able to make through it. Will he be able to get through it? I do anticipate, listen, it took him, 180 minutes to get 30-some-odd points the last game. You can't be sitting there if you are a Toronto Raptors fan. You can't be going, all right, we're pretty much even right now. We just got to win one more game. Given the fact of what or how bad Milwaukee was this last game and how it took you to two overtimes to actually close them out, but I will say this. The one thing that Toronto's got going for them tonight, guys, and don't forget this, and we saw it last night, do not discount the experience factor with what's going on here, okay? Milwaukee's never been in this spot. And much like we were wondering, how is Portland going to react if they ever got down big? Well, they never allowed themselves to get down big last night, so that was good. But what happens if Toronto comes out, punches them right in the face tonight, and all of a sudden Milwaukee, Giannis's shot's not falling again, and Middleton is nowhere to be? Like, what happens then to Milwaukee?
And I get a better live number on the Milwaukee Bucks to win the game. That's all.
Well, we don't see. That's the whole point. Like, we don't know. We knew last night. Hey, it doesn't make a difference if they're down 10, 15, 20. Golden State's never going to be out of it. Like, we know that because of experience. I don't know what the hell Milwaukee is going to do tonight if they get punched in the mouth with by Toronto.
Just leading game three, and Milwaukee came back.
Yeah, well, game again. When you're up in that situation, being there, being in that part of the series and being where they are right now. I mean, they lost now 2-1 now because you got to know in the back of your head, hey, listen, I was home. Now you're on the road and you got to know in the back of your head, if you go down two games, now all of a sudden it's 2-2. You got to head back. You know, you were hoping to at the very least be able to get one on the road, right? If you can get one on the road, home court advantage, you're good to go. But you know, this is a big game for Milwaukee here tonight because I doubt very much now that Milwaukee watched them do what they did last night, I doubt very much Milwaukee is going, just what I want, Golden State to be home resting while we're sitting here grinding out six or seven games, you know? So all of that mounts. I mean, all of that is going to play in what goes on here tonight. If Giannis is airballing shots, if that starting five is not swinging it, if they're not hitting it, but yet, you know, you're going to watch Siakam come out. You're going to watch these guys come out. You know, Danny Green starts hitting shots again. What the hell? What happens to Milwaukee now? Like, how does Milwaukee react to that tonight? I don't know. That, to me, is going to be the most interesting part because it's the one X factor here. We just don't know. Experience. That team of Toronto is filled with guys who have been there, done that. Milwaukee, not so much. This is a different stage. I think we can all agree on that.
That is true, but at the same time, I've been touting this as parallel series for the entire time, and I'm going to stick with that narrative, and that what that means to me is that, you know, they're going to try to land their best punch, and unfortunately, I don't think it is going to be good enough, especially a compromised Kawhi Leonard. I think we may have, you know, a close game in the first half. Toronto may even go up by as much as 8. Or something like that. Be close. And then the haymaker is going to come from Milwaukee. You're going to blink, and there's going to be a 12-2 run at some point in the third quarter or early fourth. And you're going to be like, oh, snap, how are we here? And oh, snap, Kawhi looks hobbled. You know, and that's the situation we're going to be in with like 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Joe, Kawhi Leonard under 31.5 points is actually at plus money right now.
Really? Yep. What is plus Giannis?
Under 31.5 for Kawhi.
Under. Oof. I can't wait to see how Giannis reacts after. Oh, God. It's something wrong with Giannis, people. I'm calling it right now. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Hey. Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Like, men will bring the phone into the urinal. Men will bring a sandwich, you know, lay sit on a ball. We are getting all like, hey, I got no problem. We'll spend an hour in there reading if it's worth it. You know, women are not phone, unless I'm wrong. I mean, maybe are they on Instagram? But as far as I know,
women
do not run into the bathroom to hang out into the bathroom. They're not sitting there with lewd to the phone.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
You know, it's always fun to listen to professional NBA players say, man, we sucked. Like, it was just some awful, awfulness going on there. And that's kind of what you had yesterday, is it was an off day for the Eastern Conference Final. The participants, the Bucks, the Raptors, they are back at it here tonight. And make no mistake, half the battle is admitting that you did suck, because both of those teams, and we lamented on it yesterday, going, what the hell was that, guys? And what did we watch? Some of the worst basketball, airballing shots, hitting the back of the backboard on the side, you know, airballing free throws, turning the ball over, 20 turnovers for 21 points for Milwaukee. And Giannis, 5 of 16, 8 turnovers, and wasn't him. Middleton missing wide open looks. You can go down the list. It was horrific in a lot of ways, Mrotić, for all of these guys combined. So my big question watching this game tonight is going to be, well, what happens if they don't, you know, let's say they don't come out firing, right? Let's say that it starts out very similar, some turnovers, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're down 8, 9, 10 points on the road to Toronto. What happens then? Because they weren't able to recuperate, even though they were at it in it at the end, which is great. But, you know, now we're that much closer to the series being tied. You're not at home. You're on the road. You guys haven't been there. And to me, that's really going to be the curious thing in the first half to me, is do they come out banging? Do they come out? Is Giannis going to be more assertive? Is he going to be, well, if his first couple of jump shots don't land, then he's going to disappear again for long stretches? There's a couple of things that I think are going to be great indicators for us tonight as to how this game is going to play out. At Toronto, they're going to play with their hair on fire because their hair is on fire at this point. They've got nothing to lose. Filled, you know, Ibaka, you go down the list, Danny Green. You've got guys that have rings. They've been there. They understand what's at stake, and they're at home. Let us not. We've talked about this in the past, Dane. Home court in the NBA is a hell of a lot more valuable than what it is in the NHL. Apparently in the NHL, it's a 50-50. The numbers tell us, go back 100 years, guys. Doesn't really make a difference. Game sevens, home yeah, it's 50-50. You win them, you lose them. It doesn't really in a lot of cases, NHL players will tell you, it's actually easier to be on the road, guys, without all the distractions and all the aggravation. Yeah, I'd rather be on the road. NBA, it's a different ballgame. They love their home court here. So they're going to have a leg up, Toronto. Those fans are going to be rocking and rolling. And we've always said, guys, that adversity. How do these guys who have never been there before, how do they handle adversity? It was my big question with Kawhi and the Celtics all year long. Okay, great. On paper, you're great. And listen, you had an amazing regular season. What happens when adversity hits? Because to me, Milwaukee has been void of adversity most of this year and certainly most of this playoffs. They're in Milwaukee. They're not exactly in a major media market here. It's not like, you know, everything has been rosy. Everything has been turning up good for them.
They were down 1-0 to Boston. They lost game one at home on Boston. That was the best. That was the most adversity you would see.
Right.
But they, you know, then they punched them right back in the mouth.
Game one, and you were back home in game
Absolutely.
Two. Now you're on the road. You lost that game. You played horrible. Can they bounce back? That's going to be the question. And the latest, what are the latest numbers right now in this game here tonight? What are we looking at from a Vegas perspective?
I'm seeing the Raptors are 2.5-point favorites.
Okay.
2.5-point dogs. Excuse me. Raptors plus 2.5.
Right.
Plus 2.5. 130 is the money line, and 216 is the total. Remember, it went over last time, but it took double overtime to go over. I was sitting at that under and literally being like, if this game ends in overtime, we still hit the under. So remember that with a total at 216 tonight.
Opened up Milwaukee minus one. It has been pushed, obviously, to -2.5. The numbers I'm looking at are obnoxious here, guys. I mean, it's 69% of you got 69% of the bets, 81% of the money is on Milwaukee from a spread perspective right now. Same thing on the money line, 62% of the money line tickets, 87% of the cash. That's why it went from -133 to -146 right now. But still plenty of time. And look at the over. It opened to 220. Now we're down to what, 216? Yeah. So that's crazy, too. So that means to me, everybody and a mother was betting the under in this game. Yeah, a lot of money came in on the under. You're talking a 3.5, almost 4-point drop there from the opening line of 220. So we see so far where a lot of the public money is coming in. They're going, yeah, no, these two teams can't score. That recency bias, remember we talk about that? Well, they sucked. It took them double overtime to finally get to, what, 220 points? Well, they're never going to reach that in – all right, we're going to see what happens here tonight. And I think adversity, the first sign of it for Milwaukee, that'll tell us how this game is going to go. So if you're going to go and approach this game here tonight, I would go ahead and approach. I would say, all right, listen, Toronto's the home team, right? Take the points with Toronto, 2.5, right? Take the points with Toronto. And then we know the game of runs, right? And we did this. We learned this a little bit last night here with the Golden State Warriors. I had taken Portland last night. I had gotten them at 3.5. So I had Portland 3.5 watching that game last night, waiting for that.
The Warriors at plus, right.
Right. So, and now I'm going, because now they're down most of this game, right? So now I'm watching the Warriors' numbers go, but you've got to have a belief, and we always talk about that blueprint, right? You got to pick a side here, guys. Who do you think is going to win this game? Like, you got to say who's going to win this game. Whoever that is, there is an opportunity for you to cash in big time, because
you get that position when you want it.
Right.
Yeah.
If you bought into Golden State last night, and I was convinced.
You could have got him at +10.5 at one point, Joe.
I had him at 10. I had him at 6.5. I had
That's
him at
right.
4. I had him at 3. Just kept piling on because I'm going, guys. It's coming. That's right. It's going to drop. But I also had the benefit of knowing All right, listen, I still have 3.5 points with on the on Portland. So Portland could still lose by 1, 2, 3 points. I'm still going to be okay because it did seem as that game was going on, we weren't going to get a 10-point runaway one way or the other. Right. Overtime, right, it was going to be a very one-possession kind of game. But there's where you have that opportunity. If you know tonight, let's say, and I have no doubt that this will probably get pushed to 3 at some point in the game.
Right now at some places.
Okay, so 3, maybe even 3.5. So listen, jump on Toronto. You got Toronto. You're holding a ticket, Toronto, 3, 3.5 tonight. Even if you want to buy it up to 4 before game time, right? You're getting 4 points. You know Toronto's not going to roll over at home here tonight. It's not going to happen. So if you're of the belief, listen, I do like Milwaukee to win this. Well, you and I both know there's going to be a little cold stretch. Toronto is going to go ahead and do what they do. They get out a little bit. All of a sudden, that number from Milwaukee goes from a minus to a plus here, guys. And you've got opportunities
tonight.
+4 Toronto. Let's say you can get Milwaukee at +4. Look at the middle there, guys. Look at that middle there.
All you're cheering for then is a close game.
That's all you're hoping for, which in all likelihood it's going to be.
Profiles also. The best punch against the actual champion that's not going to get knocked out of thing. I agree with you, Joe. It's profiling to be a close game. Let me ask you this. Would you prefer – what you're in essence talking about, Joe, is that there's an opportunity here to get middles in these games, right? And to be honest, that's going to be the case in the NBA Finals also when we start at +2.5, +3, that sort of thing. That's live and open anytime you're at a +2, +3 because you can get it in live action.
But you've got to pick a side, though. But you've got to have a firm belief on one side or the other. Otherwise, you're hedging out of bets is all you're doing all night.
But it's still coming kind of thing, right?
Right,
so
right.
Let me ask you, though. Do you prefer to do this, like you say, oh, for now, I'll get Toronto +3? Or would you prefer to do this being like, oh, I'll get Toronto at +135 and then wait to try to get Milwaukee at +135 and then you don't necessarily get a middle, but you get a guaranteed profit, right? Like the bonus in doing it with the point spread is the middle. The bonus doing this with the money line is you can get to a point of the game when you're riding plus numbers on either side of the game and it's a guaranteed victory. You like doing it on money line or with the spread better? Do we have... Okay, well, we call in journalism a tease, my friend. When we come back on Make It Rain, we are going to get Joe's answer to my incredibly important question, Make It Rain, on the comeback.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
A Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, welcome back in here. Make it rain on a crazy Tuesday morning where it feels like the sky is falling, people. It is fall. It's like telling you, man. It's
messing with the connectivity. Congratulations to our man Bavona, though, by the way.
Yes, that's right. Congratulations, my friend. Happily married. Good for him. And hopefully he'll make it back in one piece.
It ain't getting better than this.
You're
you
next.
Be happy now.
You're next, Dane. Don't you? Don't be throwing glass houses, brother. Don't be throwing stones there.
And by the way, say is down to come on for us to talk about that that new Taco Bell hotel.
Great, good. I want to get her thoughts also on the whole phone in the bathroom thing too. But here's the deal: we were talking. You're just joining us here. Dane and I were talking about strategy tonight, heading into this Milwaukee and Toronto game, and in many aspects, the series last night between Golden State and Portland is a mirror of what we're getting here with Milwaukee and Toronto. Now, we did get a couple of blowouts here, but like what we saw in last game here with Toronto.
Did we lose Joe
especially
again?
Especially at home.
There he is.
You lost me again?
I got you, Joe. We got you, Joe.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about these being parallel series. It's like, Joe, if we go on the golf course, right? Let me tell you something. You're gonna be closer to the pin, okay?
Right.
So you're gonna get a read off of my putt. I'm gonna go first, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh, damn! It breaks left a little bit more than you think." And then you're gonna go ahead and make that same putt and adjust. And in essence, like you know, the Bucks and the Warriors are adjusting in the same ways.
Concept is the same. You guys want to be able to figure out in your head, what side am I on here tonight? Do I think Toronto has a chance of winning this game? If you don't think Toronto has a chance at all, then you need to reevaluate what your approach is. But if you think Toronto has an opportunity to pull away with a victory where it's going to come down to maybe the final possession or two, well, then right now, I think this is going to go off 3, 3.5. You can probably even get a half a point, push it to 4. Think about it now. If you're going into tonight's game and you already have Toronto and 4 points, we all know there are going to be runs here where a couple of things could happen, right? Toronto's number is going to increase, and which also means that Milwaukee's number is going to go in the opposite direction, right? So you might be able to get Milwaukee now instead of minus 3. All of a sudden, maybe now they're even money. Maybe now they're minus 110 on the money line or even, you know, even money on the money line. Or, heck, maybe they're going to get, like Golden State did last night, up to 10 points, like plus 10 that you were getting there last night in Golden State.
Huge last night. Huge.
Huge opportunities there. And listen, the idea of not taking – if you think Toronto's going to win –
too, by the way, Joe. With the total last night also. Started at 219. I think it went up to like 242 at one point.
It was ridiculous. I mean, I was like, they might score 250 points. And I thought it was going to go to overtime. I thought there was a good shot this thing goes to overtime. I'm like, they're going to score 290 points. But tonight you have the opportunity to go, you know what? Give me the points. I'm going to take the home team Toronto. Let me see how this plays out because there is still some unknowns. How are they going to come back from the way they played? Is Giannis, does he have the yips right now? Is something going on there? We'll know it rather quickly, but I do know this. Toronto, much like they did last game, they're going to come out with their hair on fire, and they are going to go, you know what? Let's go. Let's take it to them. And as soon as Toronto can go up, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 points, guys, live, you're going to be able to get Milwaukee at, you know, +2, +3, +4. Now, all of a sudden, let's say you I get Milwaukee plus four, and I've got Toronto plus four. Now I just sit back in my chair and I watch the game. Now I watch it and just root for a close game. And I've got myself a crazy middle.
Joe, just make sure you're not paying minus 125 on one of those bets. You know what I
mean? Well, yeah. It's all about timing. But you've got to stay confident, because what happens with guys sometimes is they start hedging out of bets. Because all of a sudden, the ebbs and flows of a game, yeah, you'll see the ebbs and flows of a game and panic will set in. You're like, oh crap. Let me get out of this. Let me hurry up. Let me wait till it gets down. I took Milwaukee plus three. Oh, no, they're never going to win. Oh, my God. All right, let me get it back down. So just figure out in your head who's going to win, play it out, and sit there and just act accordingly once you get that other half of that number. You're starting with four. You're starting with 3.5 with Toronto. Wait until, in your head, what number are you going to be comfortable with, Dane?
You have to know the threshold first. You have to know the threshold first. You got to be like, let's, in this example, right? Let's say what I'm hoping to do is get Toronto plus 3.5 at some point today. I think the line's going to move in that direction. If I see Toronto plus 3.5 pregame, I'm going to pounce on it, right? What in my mind, what I am looking for is at any point, I just need Toronto to get up 8 at any point in the game. Because if that happens, I'm going to be able to get Milwaukee at like plus 4. And if I can get an 8-point middle, plus 4 and plus 4 on either side, and both of them are at minus 110, Joe, I'm not going to pounce on Milwaukee plus 4 minus 125, because that, to me, I lose that option. You know, that the vig will kill me and I'll wind up going 1-1, but somehow losing, half a unit almost. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So I need the juice as well. But if I can get an 8-point middle, I'm going to pounce on it, because one of the things we've learned in this parallel series is that you are going to get Toronto's best shot tonight. You're going to get their best punch. And we saw, one of the things we already know is that Toronto's best punch is just good enough. And so tonight, Toronto's best punch might fall just short. But if you got a middle of a 4-point game, either way, you're sitting pretty.
Yeah, it really is. And then you've got to kind of listen. If you'd be real confident if it was up 3 games and none, like Golden State was last night. But you got absolutely nothing from the stars of this Milwaukee team, which also, I think, tells you everything you need to know about Milwaukee's depth. Where guys like George Hill and Brogdon can, these guys from the bench can carry you when your big three there are nowhere to be found during that game. So that's good. However, we talk experience. I still don't know what I'm going to get from them tonight. So I'm not nearly as confident with Milwaukee tonight as I was, of course, with Golden State, just because they haven't been there. They haven't done that. So if they can get a little bit more from some of their key contributors, if you see that right away, and I do think that it's going to be pretty telling that in the first half, if Milwaukee's firing on all cylinders, you know what you guys got to do. You know what you got to hop on at that particular point. You got to hope that Toronto has enough left in the tank to be able to keep it close. But if we start getting those turnovers, man, and we start to see, oh, crap, here comes, Danny Green is all of a sudden started to figure out how to make a shot. Siakam seems to be going off and you kind of get that effort from Toronto, man, you're going to have some fun watching and betting this game here tonight.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Joe, also. Like, if you take Toronto as your initial play, and then what winds up happening is that Toronto looks good and they, towels waving at home, then you never have to make the other play. If you're sitting pretty the entire time, then you don't have to middle. You don't have to hedge. You just go 1-0 in your bets and you keep it moving.
Done. And that's exactly correct. So, pick your side. What are you going to do? Or vice versa. Listen, if you are convinced Milwaukee is going to run away with this, right now, what is the number?
Numbers.
Yeah, what do you got? Minus 2.5, minus 3. Okay.
Minus 145, I see.
So then what you're hoping for in your head is that you're playing, Milwaukee's going to blow away with this. I'm getting right now a relatively short number, minus 2.5, minus 3. Let me jump on that. And then let me wait until Milwaukee goes on a run and I can get a plus 12, plus 13 for Toronto and go that route. I mean, it just depends on which. Your opening bet is going to determine who you think is going to win this game and how it's going to play out. And if you are convinced Milwaukee is going to run away with this tonight, then get their short number right now and then just wait till that point where you feel confident enough that, all right, plus 8, plus 9, they're going to, they're not going to roll over. It's not going to be plus 20. Get that point where you feel, okay, we can cover this.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you something. For the cat, because to be quite honest, what we're talking about here now, right, like, you know, organizing yourself to try to find and nail a middle. That's not right. Gambling. That's not gambling 101, okay? That's not sports investing 101. We're talking, you know, 201, 301. We're talking more graduate level stuff here for our degenerates here on Make It Rain. So let me ask you this, Joe, because it take you just said it. When you feel like you're at that point, you got to have a plan. So let me ask you, Joe, how big of a middle is where you're going to pounce, you know, because if the game is trending in that way, you could always be like, oh, if I wait until the next commercial break, I can get it a little more, you know, that sort of thing. So give the listeners here, how big of a middle is comfortable enough for you to be happy about it? To me, let's use this example. Let's say I get Toronto at +3.5. If I get 3.5 the other way, that's a 6-point middle for me.
Hello.
That's pretty much good enough for me. I'd love an 8-point middle, but I'd take a 6-point middle.
Well, and but again, like last night with Golden State, I was, you know, I had them at I had Portland at +3.5. I was able to get Golden State +4. I was happy, but then all of a sudden they started. Portland kept scoring. Now I was able to get Golden State at +6. I'll take it there. I was able to get him +9.
So you're just maintaining faith the entire time. You're like William Wallace and Braveheart being like, hold,
exactly.
Hold. But you're laying out a lot.
I was convinced and I was willing to risk that this game was no way over. They were going to come back and win this game. My entire philosophy was Golden State was winning that game at some point. If I was not convinced of that, then chances are I probably would have went the other way. I'd have started buying back some Portland money over there at -3, -2, 2.5, 3, -4. If I thought it was going to go the other way and say, hey, this is – I could have just went – but I always had that middle, right? I always had that middle. I might have lost one bet, but I was always going to be on the right side as far as the way I thought it was going to play out. And you got to watch to get a feel for these games. That's the whole point of doing it. But I stayed committed to Golden State last night, and that's the best way to do it. Win or lose, just know that you could have 2 or 3 bets. You could keep going. The risk here, risk reward, guys, right? The risk is I just lost 4 bets, or the reward is, reward is, guys, you cleaned house here. So risk reward.
Thrown off like Javier Castellano, though. That's
Or like you said, just pick two sides. Worst case scenario, right? You break even.
That's what I'm saying.
That's worst case scenario. Yeah, worst case scenario.
You could do it also on the money line, and you know if you get 140 on each side, then you're sitting pretty with a guaranteed profit.
Hello, that's exactly it. And you know what? Free juice at some particular point there. So, all right, good stuff here. We'll talk about some of our favorite plays of the day. Let's make it rain for you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's programmed, and it's
easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
I must. All right, guys, time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we take a look at some of the games on the card here today. Of course, tonight, we told you our strategy there is Toronto and Milwaukee getting ready to do battle here. 2.5, three in some books is what Toronto is getting currently. That'll probably even still get pushed up. Maybe 3.5, even possibly four before it's all said and done. A lot of people thinking Milwaukee is just going to come back and run them over, which is good because, you know, anytime everybody, Joe Public, goes left, sometimes it's not a bad strategy to go right there. Yeah, go right there. So that's hop on to me. I'm going to be hopping on Toronto here. Give me the points. I'm going to wait till the very last minute, see if I can get it up to 4, 3.5, 4. Yep. I'll hop on Toronto, and then I'll watch the game here tonight and see if they can go on a little mini run. And maybe at worst-case scenario, money line situation for Milwaukee, and if not, then just keep riding Toronto. I mean, heaven forbid Toronto runs away with it, then, you know, the hell with you there, Milwaukee. We might as well just go ahead and ride Toronto all night. So
sitting with our initial bet, yeah.
Yeah, definitely an opportunity for that. But we were talking about some of the baseball games yesterday and last night, too, that were very profitable. You had mentioned Paddock, of course, for San Diego yesterday. Did a great job there, 2-1. That was a... Yeah, and you've got a couple of interesting games here tonight. Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Atlanta, game two against San Francisco. That guy's a beast. That kid, what do you have, a no-hitter going into the eighth or ninth inning last night?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, we talk about it all the time, Joe. Are these pitchers good enough to buck the trend of the home runs and the crazy run, you know, the scoring? Right. So I try to find, like, are there pitchers that are good enough, you know, to do that? You see Verlander on the hill. The Astros have been absolutely ridiculous. You'd have to lay 360, though, on the money line. That's a little bit too rich for my blood. But listen, similar situation. Domingo Herman has now the de facto ace of the New York Yankees. 8-1 record, 2.50 ERA. But you'd have to lay 240 on the Yankees today. I am intrigued by Oakland A's Chris Bassitt. Chris Bassitt, Joe. 2-1. I have him on my fantasy team. 1.93 ERA. They are underdogs. They're at a plus number on the road at Cleveland. I've loved Trevor Bauer, okay? I love him as a human being. But every time I've ridden him, he's given up some runs. He gave up like 3 to the Marlins in a recent start. You can get a plus number with the Oakland A's and Chris Bassitt. That might be an interesting look today.
Yeah, it was, again, the problem with Cleveland remains that they just can't score enough runs. That's the problem. Yeah. And keep in mind, moving forward, guys, with the Oakland A's, that right-handed lineup, if they're ever going up against a left-handed pitcher, just ride Oakland. They dominate left-handed pitching over there because of that. They are amazing. Right-handers is tougher for them, but anytime you get up to a left-handed pitcher going up against that Oakland A's lineup, they are going to dominate the left-handing pitchers. They've done a great job. You mentioned another game, too, Boston-Toronto. Stroman, too, has been lights out, has been really profitable and really good for Toronto this year, especially first five, which it's a good time to remind you guys. Some of these teams, like to me, Miami today, Caleb Smith is going to be on the mound.
Your boy Caleb Smith, only right. betting first five because you trust Caleb Smith. You do That's not trust. The rest of the
Do market. Not trust that. And hop on those games early, guys, because those lines will start 3.5. They might open up 4, but they're going to be 3.5. Before you know it, they're going to be 3, which is okay. Going up against the Detroit team, Turnbull's actually been pretty surprising so far this year. So that game, to me, is automatically trending to the under. Keep an eye on Pineda Cahill, too. Minnesota-LA, that game went right up. I think Minnesota got a last. A home run. Sano hit a two-out bomb there late in that game to be able to win that. But Pineda Cahill is going to be an interesting matchup. You mentioned Verlander. Guys, don't be afraid if you see these teams minus 200, right, on these money lines, these big favorites. We're out of the month of April. Not saying never lay the two bills, the 210 for a favorite if you like them. But there are some alternative ways to look at this. Alternative lines. Of course, when it comes to Houston, guys, the run line, the difference last night is I think they were minus 240 going off that game last night against the White Sox. But the run line was minus 125, minus 130. So, yeah, you lay a run and a half. But did anybody think that at home Houston wasn't going to go ahead and probably win by more than two runs? So, don't be afraid to – if the money line says -2 or -210 or 230 – don't be afraid to say, all right, let me take a look at what's going on here with the run line, you know, and especially if you think it's going to be a big blowout, check these alternate lines too that every book has, you know, because all of a sudden now -2.5 runs, right, could be you can get yourself plus 150, plus 165. Right. You can get yourself a pretty good price there if you're convinced. But if you see the pitching matchups here tonight, I mean, let's see who else we got on. Archer's going up against.
I think that's a good one also. Marquez Archer. Yep. That's a good matchup.
Yep. And this Philly Chicago Cubs series is going to be really interesting. Quintana's going to be on the mound tonight. Lefty going up against Zach Eflin, who, by the way, has been lights out here over the last month or so. Another one of those. I don't think they have the line out just yet here.
Yeah, because we don't know about the wind yet, Joe. Yes, that's what it's about. It's about the wind in Wrigley. You know this.
Yeah, over-under is there. And kudos to Baltimore. This was another approach last night. I had Baltimore first five last night.
Early on.
And because I don't trust anything. I don't trust anything to do after the fifth inning with a Baltimore or Orioles team, a Royals team, some of these bullpens, the Nationals are another one. Give me Strasburg, give me Scherzer, give me him first five. After that, it's just hot garbage that you're going to go to the bullpen. Baltimore, same kind of thing. At home, you know, it was the number was obnoxious. It was like plus 260. You know, at that kind of some of these games, it's worth taking a flyer on because there's some value there of how ridiculous it is. First five, why not? You know what I mean? You had a bullpen. Who started for the Yankees last night? That was in that game.
Oh, I have no idea. It was not one of their main starters.
No, exactly.
Was
it wasn't.
Green?
Oh no, it was Hap. It was Hap started for them last night. Okay. The first couple of times that Hap pitched against them, they had no problem hitting the long ball. They didn't have any problem doing it last night either. Sometimes don't be afraid to go, you know what? Baltimore's never going to win this game, but you don't need them to win in order to profit. The value could be in the first five innings. Give me plus 260 on Baltimore against Hap. I'm good. You know, I'll give it a shot. I'll throw a couple of bucks down. Why not? Don't shy away from those types of situations just because it's the Yankees or because it's the Red Sox and, right. They'll never beat them. They don't need to beat them. They just need to be better than them in the first five innings. In a lot of these situations, because there's plenty of value to be had.
You get plus a half run even in first five.
Yes,
on a lot of those also. So it could be a 2-2 tie and you win it.
Exactly correct. A lot of different ways to approach baseball, which is what makes it so fun.
Yeah.
But we've told you in the past, baseball is all about starting pitching, guys. It's all about understanding the starting pitching. I mean, Odorizzi last night for the Twins was just dominant. Everybody, he's coming to that point now where a lot of guys, a lot of handicappers will tell you, a lot of the analytics guy, the numbers don't necessarily match up with what's going on here. At some point, these guys are not going to win 35 games. Berrios, Odorizzi, they're not going to win 30. They're not going to go 35-0. There is going to be some regression here for stretches during a 162-game season. Your job as a handicapper, as somebody that wants to profit from this, is pick those spots. You know, Paddock, for instance. These guys that you, just because they're on the mound, Chris Sale, for instance, you know, just because
I'm taking the strikeout prop on 17. Strikeout prop on Chris Sale because the market hasn't adjusted yet, right? Like five of his last six starts, double digits. People are remembering when he didn't have the swing and miss stuff. Maybe he'll get one or two Ks. Like if they hang, an 8.5 on his total for Ks next start, I'm pounding it.
Amen. And that's the kind of approach, too, that you want to have going, this is, you know, not just wins and losses, run line, it's not just money lines. Like there are different ways to attack this. But understand, the more you know about the starting pitching, the better off you'll be. You mentioned win, too. Understanding these ballparks, guys, some of these ballparks are geared for, they're made for pitchers. I mean, you get an above-average pitcher on the mound in like San Francisco, for instance, where it's a big-ass ballpark. It's a pitcher's ballpark. The wind blowing in as much as 7 miles an hour at Wrigley is a game changer. You know what I mean? Cincinnati, no ballpark in this country. The Great American Ballpark, guys, no ballpark has been more profitable to the over the last 5 years than a Great American Ballpark. Over.
Small park, Joe. That's why.
Over. Just keep on over. Say it with me. Yep. Over. Don't be afraid of 10 runs. Last night, I know some guys were pushing, our friends at Trendy Bets, as a matter of fact, they were pushing the over last night in that Texas-Seattle game. The over was 11, and there were guys going, I can't go 11. Like, what are you talking about? They scored 19 runs. You know, so don't be, there are some ballparks, you know, because especially there in Texas where all it does is blow out in Arlington. That's all it does.
You know, the ball travels further in hot air also. You know, you talk weather, right, Joe? You talk about the pitchers. It's also the schedule, okay? Yes. We talk about things like game after a night game, getaway day. We know if a team is on the third city of a three-city road trip, you know, that sort of stuff. So those are all the factors that we use to help make it rain.
Absolutely. And it's and these are all things. You don't have to be an analytics lunatic, guys. You don't have to do that at all. You just got to approach these games and understand first and foremost, give me an idea who the starting pitchers are. Try to get to know them a little bit here. Try to figure out the matchups. Who's hitting left-handers better, who's not. I mean, the Oakland A's, I'll tell you right. Anytime they're matched up against a lefty, consider the Oakland A's. That lineup is absurd. Same thing with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The splits between righties and lefties, their lineups are absurd. And then you have the Yankees who seem to just hit I don't know anything, Dane, at this point. How the hell they even came back from that last night is beyond me. And if you were live betting the Yankee game last night, you probably retired today. Because if you stuck with them, there was some numbers to be had there. But who do you like here tonight, man? What's the one game you got circled here on the list?
In Major League Baseball?
Yeah, in the baseball. Who are you looking at?
Yeah, I'll tell you, in baseball, people don't know about Chris Bassitt. People don't know about Chris Bassitt. That's Oakland on the road. You can get them at a plus number. I like Oakland because, like you mentioned, the Cleveland Indians are still struggling to put the bat on the ball. And Trevor Bauer at a 3.76 ERA has not performed as well as his perception and his narrative. So if I like a plus number, it's going to be the Oakland A's. Over though in the NBA though, Joe, I'm going to like you. I like what you're doing. Okay, I'm going to hopefully wait for Toronto at plus 3.5. And then I'm going to watch this game and see if I can get any middle. I'll give out one prop bet as well, Joe.
I
love the narrative that it ain't going to be a compromised Kawhi by himself. It ain't going to happen. So who is that other guy? And I think, honestly, the one that I can trust is the guy who's going to have the ball in his hands, the one I've seen pop off and kind of run the show a little bit more before when they needed it, when their back was against the wall. Plus numbers, Joe, plus juice on Kyle Lowry over 14 today. I think I can get more than 14 points out of Kyle Lowry. I think the ball will be in his hands. And I think that all I need is 6 field goals out of him, in essence, for that to happen. And I think if they ever go on a run, it's going to be some Kyle Lowry.
I will tell you guys this. It is early, but overnight, there has been a ton of money fading Zach Greinke tonight and pushing the San Diego Padres. Keep an eye on that game, guys. Sometimes just follow the sharps, man. Where is the money? They love San Diego. They started out plus 105. They're now minus 110. Go figure. Fade Greinke. All right, Morning After is coming up. Good luck tonight, Dane and I. Great job today, Dane. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Do it all over again. Good luck, guys.
Hey, hope you stay connected, Joe.
Big hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
In game 4, similar situation, okay? The Trailblazers look real good in the first half. Wait, Myers Leonard coming from out of nowhere. I think he had 25 in the first half. They were literally chanting his name in Portland in the Moda Center, right? But then in the second half, the same things start to happen. And by the way, I think it started in the last 30 seconds of the first half, okay? When they had a nice little run and Steph hit an extra three, cut that lead to 4 when it should have been more like 9 in the first half. But you can see that the run was starting, right? And that third quarter, where it's usually famed that, oh my goodness, the Warriors blow people out in the third quarter. No, Portland extended their lead in the third quarter. They were up by 8 going into the fourth quarter. They were up double digits in the fourth quarter, but it doesn't matter when the Golden State Warriors kind of flip the switch and make that run. Everybody better watch out. That's what happened. It forced it to overtime, and in the overtime, it was the Golden State Warriors out-dueling the Portland Trail Blazers 8-6 and making them get a W. 119-117 was the score. Hopefully you read that action early on and wound up taking the overs on things. Overtime helps with an over as well. But here's the thing. It just looks like, and then I mentioned earlier in the week that maybe the Blazers' soul was gone. You know, maybe they had run out of gas. Maybe the fight was out of the dog. Maybe the Dementor had kissed their soul away, right? And I don't know that that's exactly what happened, right? Because Portland did show their moxie. They did fight to get it to overtime. But it was clear that their punch just wasn't good enough. And to be quite honest, the MVP of this series, in my opinion, has to be Draymond Green, okay? When you look at these two games in Portland, I mean, the games in Golden State, the Warriors were pretty much able to kind of pull away. They were able to show their dominance. But these two games in Portland, right, when in both games, the Warriors were down by like 17 points. Don't get me wrong, in game two, they were down by 15 points as well. This marks the first time in history when a team has come back from more than 15 points down to win a game in the series three times in the series. Three out of the Warriors' four wins in this sweep did in fact fit that description, coming back from 15 points or more, okay? But the MVP of this one has to be Draymond Green.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.